This is Stock Day. News and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on the OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. He is the president and CEO of Gold and Silver Mining of Nevada, Inc. His name is Fred Anderson. They are trading under the ticker symbol CJTF. Fred, thank you for coming on the show. Give us a little background of yourself and your company.
Well, I'm kind of an entrepreneur. I've been involved in a number of businesses successfully. Construction, land development, national marketing. And back in 1998, I got interested in the mining industry in Nevada. Started looking at properties while I was still doing other things. And in 2006, I formed a new company called APM, 2007, excuse me, get my years right, called APMD Holdings, Inc., and really jumped into it full-time to find properties in Nevada to develop and bring into production. And in 2010, we merged APMD Holdings into a company with the stock symbol CJTF. It was called CJT Financial then, and we changed the name to Gold and Silver Mining of Nevada. And then we changed the name of APMD Holdings as a subsidiary to CJT Mining, Inc. We have a number of properties that we currently have. In Nevada, you can stake claims on BLM lands, and the claims are owned like real estate. You can quit claim deeds to your claims and other things like that. We have property near Eureka, Nevada, about a mile and a half from what used to be Barrick Gold's Ruby Hill Mill. They sold out to Waterton here recently, but we're about a mile and a half from there. And then we also have 65,000 tons of stockpiled ore there from previous operations that we have certified as to grade and tonnage. And then we have another property in the Reveille Range, which is south of Eureka and east of Tonopah, Nevada, and we also have stockpiled ore there as well. And in both these properties, we are surrounded by other significant mining entities that have claims all around us. So we're not out in the middle of nowhere by ourselves. We've carefully studied where we want to be and why we want to be there. And then most recently, we have a property that we've given most of our news on lately. It's called Goldfield Basin. And Goldfield Basin is the name we've given this property. It's a placer material. It's near surface ore that can be mined very inexpensively. And we think it's our best trail or track or plan for moving into positive cash flow. And we've tumbled our numbers and made estimates. But we're very excited about it, and we have a contract operator who has an already existing permitted mill in Nevada to bring our ore into, and so we don't have to build a mill. We don't have to do a lot of the normal startup things that it takes to go into production. We've got our contract operator has the equipment, the people, and the mill to just do it.
Well, that kind of brings up my first question. How is a relatively small mining company like yours able to go into production in such a relative short time?
Well, you know, a lot of mining companies, they get a public entity like CJTF, and they go out and sell a whole bunch of stock and raise a bunch of money, and then they go looking for the ore.
Right.
We've done it just the opposite. We've borrowed from close associates that believe in us, and they've invested with us, and we've not raised a lot of money. We keep ourselves a pretty small organization. We contract everything out. We don't have a bunch of overhead we're trying to carry. We contract with geologists, with engineers, with accountants, with attorneys, and now with a contract mine operator, to take us directly where we're trying to go, as opposed to having the layers of overhead and all the extra time that you run into when you're trying to run a big organization.
Now, I have a couple questions for you. First of all, I believe you guys have very, if not any, toxic debt on the books. I heard that in 2016, you're going to be having revenues coming in, and all your properties are in Nevada.
Yes. If you look at the worldwide mining scene, a lot of mining properties that have really great numbers are located in countries that are not that friendly to mining. They take an ownership of the mine. They also insist on royalties. And so your margin for error in these foreign places is really, you can make a mistake and lose a lot of money in some of those places. Now, that is a proven area. It's the largest gold-producing state in the United States. You know, it was originally called the Nevada State, the Silver State. And the old-time prospectors did find some gold nuggets and that type of thing that they could see, but they mostly just followed silver veins and based on the technology they had back in those days, that's what they had to do. Today, 90% of the gold mined in Nevada is what we call a fine gold. You really can't see it with the naked eye. You can see it with an eyeglass type thing, but
right.
But you really can't see it that readily. And so the industry has geared up to extract and process fine gold, which requires large gravity tables and large concentrators and other high-tech machinery to extract the gold, and it works. And so the mill that our ore is going to is one of these modern mills that has those capabilities.
My guest today is Fred Anderson. He is the CEO of Gold and Silver Mining of Nevada, trading under the ticker symbol CJTF. Take us through the process from the ore going into the mills, then extracting the gold. What is that whole process, and how do you guys actually make your money?
Well, the ore looks like dirt because it's fine gold. And so you have to know that the dirt has got gold in it. And so the first thing we had to establish before we started establishing our claims in this area is that we, in fact, had gold content. And we're adjacent to some mining claims that we were able to get historical information on from three different labs that indicated that there was a really nice content of gold near the surface, down to 30 feet of 0.29 ounces of gold to the ton on a screen concentrate basis. A screen concentrate means you take the big pieces out across the quarter inch screen and you process what's left. So typically we'll remove half to two-thirds in the screening process, and that finer material is what we then take to the mill to be processed. It's then mixed with water and run across the gravity tables, through high-tech concentrators, and then the result material is dried down and eventually poured into a doré bar, and then the doré bars typically will go to a final processing smelter that produces the 99.9999% pure gold.
So you take the ore, you take it to the mill, you process it. When do you think you guys will actually start showing revenues in 2016? Do you have any working mines as we speak of right now?
No, this is our first one.
Okay.
All of our other property, we're up till now, we've been known as an exploration stage company. And now we're hoping to be reclassified as a production company. But we're really operating more like a royalty company because of our contract with our contract operator. You know, they're doing the processing for us under a contract, and we receive a percentage of the final proceeds that come from their processing.
So is there any foreseeable earnings in 2016?
Yes. Well, we can't pinpoint the time because the early stages is the costs are higher than the revenue, and that's kind of normal. It takes a while to get up to the volume it takes to be in positive cash flow. When we get to positive cash flow, depends on some more expansion of our permits and our bonding. Those all take time, and so I can't give you an exact date that we will be in positive cash flow, but we would hope that as early as fall we could have all the permits and bonding in place and we could be close. But that's about the best I can estimate.
You know, there's hundreds of junior mining companies like yours out there. You know, why should investors be interested in your stock?
Well, one of the reasons is we are a mining company. We actually mine the real stuff as opposed to investing in ETF paper contracts where you really don't own the gold. You just have a piece of paper. We actually are in the business of producing the real material. And, you know, you're really closer to the real stuff than you are with the derivatives and things like that on the stock market. And then we plan on distributing our profits to our shareholders.
Oh,
up to 90% of our profits, our share of the profits, we're going to just distribute to the shareholders.
Now, Fred, let me ask you this. Are you just mining gold? Are you doing any other minerals or anything like that that you guys are thinking of that you might excavate out?
Well, it's interesting. Remember I said that Nevada was the silver state?
Right.
When you mine gold, you actually get silver too. For example, we'll get 3-4 up to 10 times more silver than we do gold, but the gold's worth so much more that we run our feasibility analyses and things like that based on gold. But we get silver with it. There aren't any other metals that naturally occur with the gold other than the silver. So our name of our company pretty well says it. We're the gold and silver mining company.
My guest today is Fred Anderson. He is the CEO of Gold and Silver Mining of Nevada, trading under the ticker symbol CJTF. In closing, Fred, is there anything that you'd like to discuss and tell my listeners that we haven't talked about that you'd like to get out there to them?
Well, I think you need to realize that we're dealing in a long-term mining play here. It could take 20 to 30 years on just our Goldfield Basin to run out of ore. So it's a stock that'll create returns to the shareholders for a long time to come.
Well, Fred, I appreciate you coming on the show. We're going to check back with you in a couple of months, and good luck with you and your mining ventures out there in Nevada.
Okay. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome.